Subscribe to TourCloud Radio on iTunes, Stitcher and Google Play, or download the Podbean app on the App Store or Google Play and search for TourCloud Radio, all one word.
You are now listening to TourCloud Radio, sports, nerds and pop culture.
Here comes the money.
Here we go.
Money talk.
Here comes the money.
What's going on, guys? All right, welcome to today's episode of GoingFor2.com's press coverage podcast presented by TourCloud Radio. I'm your host, Jeff Lambert. You can follow me on Twitter at JeffLambert77. It's Jeff spelled G-E-O-F-F. All right, guys, man, it has been a while. It's probably been over 2 weeks, maybe closer to 3 weeks since I put up a podcast. I've been extremely busy working on the site, trying to get a few things ready for the summer. Of course, NBA is coming down to a close. MLB will be pretty much the only daily fantasy sport going on for a couple months. So we're also going to be switching gears a little bit, doing a little bit of pre-work for fantasy football. Season long, as well as DFS coming up, of course, in the fall. So a bunch of content coming out on the website for fantasy football. We're going to do a bunch of mock drafts and player profile reviews, team previews, the whole nine. So be on the lookout for that at goingfor2.com. Today we're actually going to bring Gerson on. We're going to talk some MLB DFS. We just had a guy the other night win $5,000, Alex Pickus. He's a member of the DFS Roundtable as well, using the spreadsheet. So we definitely want to promote the spreadsheet today, the MLB spreadsheet that Gerson created. You can find it at goingfor2.com. I got an icon or a banner up on the main page. You can click on that, or you can just go to goingfor2.com/MLB sheet. That's sheet, S-H-E-E-T. That'll take you to the page and where you can purchase the spreadsheet. It's not too expensive. I believe he's got it's $5 a day, $10 a week, and I believe it's $30 for the whole month. Definitely worth it. Like I said, Alex Pickus just won $5,000 just last night using the spreadsheet. It's pretty awesome. You've got everything from your Vegas lines to pitching 101 to batter versus pitcher matchups. You've got strikeout percentages for your pitchers. You got ballpark reports. You got everything that you're going to need to build your lineups. So definitely check that out. goingfor2.com/MLB sheet. Or just click on the banner on the homepage. That'll take you right there. You can use your PayPal and go ahead and get that for the day or whatever you'd like to pay for. All right, guys. We're going to go ahead and take a quick break here. And then when we get back from the break, we'll have Gerson.
You're staring at your weekly fantasy opponent and thinking to yourself, I would love to challenge just one of his players, not his entire team. But your fantasy sports service doesn't allow that. Now you can. With the all-new No Halftime app. The No Halftime app allows you to create challenges using individual players. You can pit Bryce Harper versus Mike Trout or Chris Davis versus Matt Kemp. Easily create private or public challenges for all the major sports, MLB, NFL, NBA, NHL, PGA, and more. You can even play for free. For more information and to download the app for iOS or Android, visit nohalftime.com. Receive a cash bonus by using promo code G42 at signup and get a free t-shirt when you make your first deposit. Real money and fantasy supremacy await you. No Halftime, where the fantasy sports season never takes a break.
All right, guys, welcome back. And we are here with Gerson of goingfor2.com, also of the DFS Roundtable. As I mentioned before the break, he is the creator of the MLB spreadsheet that we have at goingfor2.com. Gerson, do you want to talk quick about the spreadsheet? Just kind of give us an idea of what kind of things you have on there.
Yeah, I mean, just like the basketball spreadsheet, I try to give out as much of
detailed as we can get into the top plays, just basically the ultimate tool to make sure you can build the best lineup. Of course, baseball is more of I guess you can say money ball, if you guys ever heard the term. It's more like analytical, stat-driven. I mean, I can't tell you how many people don't realize how many kind of terms and definitions there is about baseball, and like they're like, what? And they don't get it.
Hey, I'm one of those guys that don't get it, because I looked at the spreadsheet, and, man, I was confused at first, but you got a tutorial video on there that kind of helped me out, so I was able to build some lineups based on that. But what kind of things do you include? I know you got like 8 or 9 different tabs on this spreadsheet. What different things are in those tabs?
So basically, the first thing on the first tab, probably the most important one, basically tells you your top plays. And then from there, I like to look at my values too. The thing with values, it doesn't open up until about, I'd say, the last 2 hours. That's what really sucks. It's not like basketball where you know the day before this player is hurt, oh, sweet, you know. It's nothing like basketball. You can't say an injury is going to make a difference, because players in baseball, they got like, I don't know, I think like 28 players on the roster, and they can just play them and bring them up and down, you know.
Right.
And then I got the top plays, I got the values, and then I have the pitchers. But with pitchers, it's very critical. It's like the most important thing in your roster. It's almost, if you don't score and do good with your pitcher, then your night is over, because your pitcher is probably at least, I would say, 30% of your scoring, probably 40%. So I have the pitchers for values too, and then I go ahead and break it down and give you the top pitchers. On the right side of it is basically the stack. Stack is very important. I'm pretty sure everybody that played baseball so far knows how important stacking is. If you don't hit the right stack, or you don't have the right plays, I mean, you can either do solo, you know, you can do a solo, like, hey, I like these plays, or you can stack. It's just like, how do I explain this? It's just like basketball, where you kind of target the highest pace game. Well, we try to target the highest over and under stack. So today, Boston scored 8 runs, but I think they scored more. I think they got up to like 11, but I'm not sure. I think they got up to like 11 or 12. But they were number one on my stack, and it turned out pretty well for all my customers and for me. So I have that. And then the other thing, like you said, Jeff, you know, you don't know very much, and you want to learn, of course. You don't just want me to hand you plays and say, hey, play these guys. I mean,
exactly.
There's guys like you that want to learn, you know?
Right, exactly.
So on all my other tabs, I have the biggest in line projection runs. I have the stack, what I like to call the stack strategy, basically telling you the best strategy. This is awesome because it gives you like what part of the order, how well they hit, and it tells you how well they hit against that kind of pitcher, so left or right-handed pitcher. And then it gives you the Vegas rating, it gives you like the best grade possible. So that's a very good one. The other one is weather and starting lineup. On that, I really can't get a lot of data information because, one, I'm not a weatherman, so I don't have time to do that. And two, I don't coach the team, so I can't get a starting lineup, you know. But there's a lot of places you can get a starting lineup from. But me, myself, I like to get a starting lineup from Roto Grinders. They're one of the top at getting starting lineups out there really quick. You can get them on Twitter, too. Twitter is very good. Let's see. The next one I have is the fantasy, the pitcher, or what I like to call the pitcher 101 breakdown. It basically gives you all the stats. But like I said, I have a tutorial on it, and it tells you every single stat you need to know about the baseball, about the pitching part. So you have to look at the tutorial and watch it, and then I kind of explain it and give you very into detail who are the top pitchers, and then you can read it like it's like reading the Matrix, like the code, you know?
Yeah.
But one of my favorite one, and yesterday, one of our fellow DFS Roundtable member, he won like $5,000 off it, basically. He basically made a swap. He told me he made a swap. He went from Billy Hamilton to Carlos Beltran, and that anchored his money all the way up to like almost top 10, top 5 in almost every tournament, and it got him 37 points compared to what Billy Hamilton got. So it's the home run detector is what I like to call it, basically telling you who has the best possibility and best matchup to hit a home run. So it's not 100% accurate. It's not going to tell you, you know, because if it was 100% accurate, trust me, I wouldn't be here talking to you. I'd be winning money every night, you know?
Yeah, you'd be living in a mansion right about now.
Yeah, for sure, you know? But it tries to be pretty accurate. I mean, sometimes, most of the time, it hits like 4 to 5 players in the top 20. So I'm pretty happy with that outcome, you know?
Yeah, that's pretty good.
And then, not bad. But then the next, like, there's a lot of tabs. So, like I tell people, you have to study these. You have to watch these. The next one I have is top matchup. So last night, or not tonight, the night before, I guess you could say, because we're recording this the night before. New York Yankees had the top matchup. Four of the starters, four of the top 6 guys in their stack were in my top matchup. So it basically gives you an idea who has the top matchup. You can look at that, and it gives you more details. And the Yankees scored, like 11 runs last night. So it was pretty crazy. And like 4 of them hit home runs. So
nice.
It helped out a lot of people.
Nice, nice. All right. So, yeah, good stuff, guys. Like I mentioned before the break, you can get the sheet at goingfor2.com/MLB sheet. You can also just go to the homepage, goingfor2.com, and on the main page there is a banner. Just says DFS Roundtable spreadsheet. You can just click on that. Takes you right to the page, so you can go ahead and get that spreadsheet. And you do it every day but Sunday, right, Gerson?
Yeah, I do it every day but Sunday. I have to have a day to rest my brain.
Exactly. All right, let's go ahead and jump into the slate that we have for, it's tomorrow. So it's Wednesday, the 11th. We're going to do the main slate of games here, so we're not going to include the early games. We got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. We got 9 games on tomorrow's slate or tonight's slate. So definitely a good slate to look at. We're just going to go game by game, Gerson, and you can just give me your pitching matchups. If you like anybody as far as the pitchers, maybe talk about the ballpark if you want, you know, if it's a hitter's ballpark or a pitcher's ballpark. And then we'll just talk about the different hitters in each game. And if there's any stacks you like of any of these games, you can go ahead and mention those. And then if you're fading any of these games completely, you can go ahead and talk about that as well. So we'll go ahead and jump into the first game here. We got Detroit at Washington. We got two pretty good pitchers in this one. We got Jordan Zimmermann and Max Scherzer. Of course, we got Bryce Harper as the big hitter there that may or may not be suspended. We haven't heard yet. But so about this game here, what do you like so far?
Well, I hope Bryce Harper is not suspended, but I actually, with this game, I like Max Scherzer. Max Scherzer is really, right now, a lot of people are going to fade him. They're not going to be on him because he's not the same as what he used to be. He's been struggling lately, but Max Scherzer is probably, I wouldn't say the top pitcher, but for his price at 9,100, what he is and he can offer, he has about 45 to 50 point upside. So what he can offer, and the Detroit Tigers, they've been struggling lately. Today they did okay, but they've been struggling lately. So I like Max Scherzer. I'm not so much into Jordan Zimmermann. I like other pitchers above them. But After that, if we're looking at what team we want to target for these two, I'd probably go more for Washington's offense because I just don't – lately, Detroit's offense hasn't been doing as well as everybody hoped. Justin Upton's struggling, and Miguel Cabrera is not even – he's not really doing as well as he's supposed to, as well as a lot of people expect him to do.
He's also listed as a DTD too, so maybe he may not even play in this game. Looks like he missed today's game. So I mentioned about Bryce Harper too. You know, obviously he might get suspended for coming onto the field, so we got to pay attention to that. Is this a game that you would stack, or is this just a game that you're looking at maybe one or two guys in?
This is probably not a game I would stack. To be honest, Washington, their offense hasn't really impressed me lately, neither has Detroit. Of course, Bryce Harper is in play for me. He's always going to be in play for me. He's the MVP. I mean, and the thing is, we got to look out if he's suspended or not. But in this game, I actually wouldn't want to play. I wouldn't want to pay up for Bryce Harper because lately they've been walking him a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. He gets points for walks. It's 3 points, though, on FanDuel. I don't know how many points exactly it is on DraftKings, but, you know, unless he gets 7 walks, he's not going to meet value. I mean, he's only done it once, and that was the other night against the Cubs, but, and pretty pricey, $4,400.
All right. So, moving on to the next game here, we got the New York Yankees at the Kansas City Royals. Anything here that we like about this game?
I like the Yankees side a lot. With the Yankees lately, they've been on a tear. They were struggling for a while, but with the Yankees, I like them. I would bet the Yankees. More than likely, it'll be Ellsbury, Gardner, Marcher, McCann at the top. Beltran probably bat fifth. I believe Alex Rodriguez is still hurt, but I'm not sure on that. But
yeah, it looks like he's still out with a grade 1 sprain, it looks like.
Okay, I thought so. Jordano Ventura, he's like a fastball pitcher. He likes to throw hard and stuff. The only thing is that the Yankees, they can hit the hard ball pretty well. And that fence over there really gives them the advantage. Jordano Ventura prone to give up home runs too. He's done it before. So I like the Yankees. The Kansas City Royals, to me, the thing is, both of these pitchers are prone to give up home runs and give up earned runs. Michael Pineda, he can give up runs too, but I never really like to stack the Kansas City Royals because they don't hit home runs. But miraculously today was the only day that I ever seen multi home runs from the Kansas City Royals. And Lorenzo Cain, he got 3 home runs. Holy crap.
Wow. Big game. All right. So looking at the next game here, we've got, the Philadelphia Phillies versus the Atlanta Braves. And just from my limited experience in baseball, I know the Braves are awful. But then again, I don't think Philly's that much better. Am I right?
Yeah, this is the battle of ugliness, I guess. I don't know how to describe it. I looked at it today, and I was like, I love to do this with pitching. It's just like an NBA. Who's facing the Lakers for point guard? Or who's facing the Rockets for center? You know, it's more like who's facing Philadelphia for pitching? Who's facing Atlanta for pitching? And they both are awful. I believe the Atlanta, the other day I read some facts that they are the worst hitting team in MLB in history right now. They're on pace for that. So that's pretty sad, man, you know? And so basically we're looking at this game, and Philadelphia has Jared Eichhoff, I don't know how to say his name, pitching. And he's probably going to be my favorite value pitcher on this slate, I would say. Because he had a high K rate, and with him facing Atlanta, which is a really awful team, I like his value at 6,900. So I'm probably going to have him on a lot of my Coors lineup. Oh, great. We don't have to actually play Coors on this slate, so that's awesome. Wow. Yeah, Coors is not on this slate, so have him as a value pitcher. I like him versus Atlanta. I don't know how to say his first name, but the other pitcher pitching for Atlanta, I'm not on him. He doesn't have a high K9 rate, and he walks a lot of batters, and Vegas doesn't have projected him to get the win at all or anything. So, and to be honest, Vegas really shouldn't have a guess who's going to win or not, because both of these teams suck at hitting. So
they're both going to lose. All right, is there any hitters in this game that we're looking at? You know, we got two, you know, not great pitchers. Are we looking at any hitters?
Yeah, I actually like Mikel Franco, third baseman for the Philadelphia, not 76ers, Philadelphia Phillies. Wow, I'm still stuck in basketball mode over here. No, but I like Mikel Franco. He's really underpriced, and he can hit the ball pretty well. He has a 338 on WOBA, and he can 186 ISO power. So I'm, you know, with that said, I think he can get a home run probably on Chasen. Today he got a home run. I know that. So I like Franco. There's really nobody else on Philly I like. And there's sure as hell isn't anybody. Oh, sorry. This is a pitch show. I don't know. But sure as hell, I'm not playing Atlanta. I never play in Atlanta bat. So unless it's AJ Pierzynski, the catcher, and he's batting fifth or fourth or top of the lineup, and he's minimum price, which is one. That's one of my favorite strategy to do. I like to punt catchers. So
okay. All right, let's go ahead and jump into the next game. We got, let's go with the Miami Marlins versus the Milwaukee Brewers.
Okay, let me get to that game real quick. Hold on 1 second. All right.
Good.
Miami Marlins versus Milwaukee Brewers, you said?
Yes.
Okay, so basically, we're looking at Chen, the pitcher. I don't know how to say his first name. Wingen Chen.
Sure.
I don't know. Chinese name, so I can't get it. I can't get it right. yeah. So we're looking at him versus Milwaukee. I think he already pitched against Milwaukee. I think he did a couple weeks ago, but I could be wrong. Let's look real quick.
Yeah, he did actually. Looks like he pitched down there at the end of April.
Yeah, and a lot of people were on him, but he actually allowed a lot of home runs, and Milwaukee can hit those home runs against him. I mean, they got Chris Carter, they got what's his name, Ryan Braun, as well. Kirk, I like to call him Matt. Calls him Captain Kirk. But, you know, they have some hitters that can hit home runs against Chen. So the thing is, this game, I'm not looking at either pitcher. I mean, the over-under is over 9. That basically means each team can score at least 4 runs. So I'm not going to look at any pitchers on this one. I am going to look at their bats, though. So Milwaukee is going to make an interesting bat because Chase Anderson, he allows a lot of home runs. And to be honest, Milwaukee is going to be a very cheap back. So, I mean, Domingo Santana, Chris Carter, Jonathan Villar. Let's see. Yeah, so I would have Ryan Braun, Domingo Santana, Chris Carter, LaCroix, and Villar, probably all at the top of my stack. One of the guys that I like to use a lot is Aaron Hill because he usually has a split platoon. But it depends where he's batting. Just to explain everybody what a platoon means, it means basically if they have an advantage versus the other pitcher. So like left-handed, right-handed, if they hit the hardiness versus that pitcher. Because a lot of people don't realize that a lot of hitters, it can be minimum price because, you know, they don't play every day. But when they play, it's because the coach says, hey, or the manager in baseball, they call him. The manager says, hey, I want this guy in because he's good at hitting curveballs or something like that, you know?
Right, right. Okay, that makes sense. All right, so you're thinking, you're thinking Brewers is definitely a stack game, huh?
Yeah, I like Milwaukee as a stack.
Sorry, guys, we actually lost Gerson there for a second. The audio feed kind of froze. He was still continuing to talk, so I'm just going to play where the audio feed started to pick back up. I apologize for the inconvenience here.
That's insane. Christian Yelich, you really got to look at the starting lineup for the Miami Marlins because they really switch it up a lot. But they've been switching it up a lot lately because ever since D. Gordon got suspended for steroids, which I don't get why he takes steroids. I mean, he hit one home run in probably like 8 years. But the guy's tiny, Jeff. Have you seen how tiny he is?
I saw a picture of him when the story first broke. Yeah, he looks kind of small. Maybe that's why he's taking steroids. He wants to be big.
You make him. You look buff compared to him, dude. But not taking anything away from you, Jeff. You are pretty buff. We all know that.
Yeah.
But basically, it would be Stanton, Jelish, Dykus, and Justin Bour. They would be the top of my stack for sure. But like I said, you got to look at the starting lineup. Do third relief tomorrow.
All right, let's go ahead and move on to the next game. We got the Boston Red Sox and the Oakland Athletics. Looks like we got one cheap pitcher here. I always look at the prices. You know, I don't know pitchers, so I look at the price. If I see a cheap pitcher, that means he's probably not any good. So how are they doing this game?
1 second, my internet went out, but just tell me the pitcher's name, please.
Yeah, hold on. Let me pull that back up. I was just changing screens there. Rick Porcello and Eric Schierkamp. I don't know if I said those right or not, but...
Yeah, that's right. You're right. So the pitcher... Okay. Eric Schierkamp is going to be the target of mine. Boston will probably be my top stack tomorrow. The over and under haven't came out yet, but I'm pretty sure they're probably going to be projected to score at least 4 to 5 runs. Sir Camp, he's nothing special. There's a reason why he's 4,800. I believe he just got called up a couple weeks ago. A lot of things people got to realize that Boston at Fenway, it's a hitter's part. I mean, today they put up like 11 runs, so I think they put up 12, but I'm not sure. Like I told you, I haven't checked the score, the final score on it, but. Okay, let's go ahead and look. It's a hitting ballpark, and they rested David Ortiz today because the pitcher on the mound, they're not going to rest him against this guy because he has an advantage on him. So I think Ortiz will play too. With Rick Porcello, I am not a fan of Rick Porcello. I hate Rick Porcello. I mean, the guy... I don't know what to tell you about Rick Porcello. He's like the Kyle Lowry of baseball. He'll either have a great game or he'll give you like a 20-point game for like whatever price he is. But I haven't been playing too much FanDuel for basketball, so all I know is that Kyle Lowry's been doing horrible lately. Everybody complains about it.
Yeah, I think he's had one good game in the series, and yeah, he hasn't been playing great.
Well, shit, he shot the ball after like a game for like 3 hours or something till 1 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
But, so basically, if we're looking at hitters, I'm going to go ahead and say Boston in this game for like a stack. A lot of people like to get individual players, so I'm going to go ahead and give a couple from this game because they have a lot of good hitters on their team, of course. So basically, my top individual play, I like Hanley because he's 3,700 and he has an ISO power of 248 and a WOBA of 373, my bad. And then I also like David Ortiz. I definitely like David Ortiz. A lot of people overlook Chris Young. Chris Young is one of those players I like to call a platoon player. So basically, he can get inserted, he can get put into the lineup just because he can hit that certain pitcher. So right now he's facing third camp, and he's a right-handed pitcher, I believe, if I'm correct.
Yeah, let me check that for you real quick. Sir Camp is...
Holy crap, my internet's down. Hold on 1 sec.
He throws left. Sir Camp is the left-handed pitcher.
Okay, so he's a left-handed pitcher facing Chris Young. That's what his specialty is. So Chris Young is in the starting lineup today, so... I don't expect him to be in it tomorrow if Big Poppy plays. And nobody knows who Big Poppy is, and you've been living under a rock in a David Ortiz. So
even I know that, and I don't watch baseball.
Oh, dude, it's funny because I was just in California, and I had a little cousin. They wanted to play the MLB 2K game. And they're like, who are you going to be? I'm like, I'm going to be the Boston Red Sox. And they're like, Big Poppy? You're gonna be Big Poppy? I'm like, what do you guys know about Big Poppy? And then the funniest thing is they pointed at my stomach and they go, Big Poppy. I'm like, you call me fat? But awesome. I am getting fat though, so oh well, whatever. But anyway, so basically Boston, you're gonna want to get Mookie Betts in your lineup, Dustin Pedroia, Xander Bogaerts. One thing, like I said, I don't like to pay up for catchers, and unless your name is Carlos Correa or any shortstop that can hit a home run, those are the only shortstop I pay up for. So Xander Bogaerts, he's not on my radar. He's a good play. I'm not going to say he's not. But I always look for value at shortstop if I'm not paying up for a top catch, a top shortstop. But he's definitely a good player tomorrow. But Xander Bogaerts, so that's the thing. Boston, you can do about any stack because they have such a good hitting team that you can go 1-4, 3-6, you know. Just make sure you get the top six players in your lineup. Don't do anyone lower than six of the order. You're not going to get a lot of production.
Okay, yeah, I learned that from Matt. You know, he told me to stick to the top of the order because they get more at-bats. So that's what I've been trying to do in my lineups. I've been running a bunch of free lineups just trying to get used to it. Yeah, all right, let's go ahead.
You have to practice, Jeff. I'm telling you, baseball is not a game you're going to learn overnight. I can't tell you how freaking annoying it was at the beginning. Well, it was my first year playing FanDuel, too, so I didn't understand the game very well.
Yeah, it's definitely frustrating. I got 144 one night. I think the next night I got, 45. So it's definitely frustrating. All right, so let's go to the next game here. I got the Cincinnati Reds going up against the Pittsburgh Pirates. Anybody in this game that we like?
One thing we're going to look out for, as always, is weather. I know the weather was bad today, and it's already showing up that it's going to be a little bit cloudy tomorrow. So we got to look out for that. And they had to postpone the game. So I believe the pitchers that are pitching in that game were supposed to pitch today. So I don't know. Let me look real quick. That's the thing in baseball. You have to know if they warmed up, if they didn't, or if they did not, you know, because
gotcha.
If the pitcher warmed up and got loose and everything, they're not going to play him the next day. They're going to play him a couple of days later. Hold on. Let me see. No, they postponed it, so there wasn't a delay or anything. Okay, so Juan Nicasio, I can't say his name.
Sounds good to me.
You know, Nicasio. I thought basketball names were hard to pronounce, but you got all these Dominican, Puerto Rican, Cuban, all these guys from different countries in baseball, and it's like, wow, okay.
But hey, you want
to do that's disgusting.
You want to do an NHL podcast tomorrow? We'll try those names.
No thanks. Like I said, if I can't pronounce a name, I'm not playing them. So basically in that game, if they play the same pitchers and everything, Pittsburgh would be a top stack for me, that's for sure. And I know Matt was all over them today too, as I was. I like Pittsburgh a lot in this matchup. We're going to go ahead and that's the thing. Pittsburgh is one of those teams that have a lot of platoon players. So, basically, John Jasso could be batting first. So, it all depends. And Alfredo Simon, he's just horrible. I can't tell you how horrible Alfredo Simon is. Alfredo Simon is the, how do I put it to you? Who's the worst basketball player you rostered?
Oh man, stretching my thoughts here. I'll tell you who I hate playing is J.R. Smith. I don't know if that's necessarily the worst player, but you know, he's got high upside. But I always hated playing J.R. Smith because he might go out and get you 5 points.
Oh, I got it. Perfect. Alfredo Simon is like Timothy Mozgov. You know, he gets a minute, but he can't do shit. But yeah, Alfredo Simon, he allows a lot of home runs. He basically a woba really high against a team like Pittsburgh, especially, which is loaded on backs that don't want to face him. So basically, they're going to stack him. I would stack the Pittsburgh lineup. The top of the Pittsburgh lineup, I like John Jackson. I like McCutcheon. I like Polanco, Marte. David Freese will probably be batting first. And like I said, I don't like to pay up for shortstop. So I do like Jung Ho Kang. He's kind of like a power hitter, but he also gets on base very well. I mean, he has a WOBA of 365. That's extremely high. That's excellent. So if the higher the WOBA is, the more he has a chance to get on base. So I like him for my shortstop.
Okay. All right. Let's go ahead. Go to the next game here. We got San Diego Padres versus the Chicago Cubs. Anybody in this game that we're looking at?
Yeah.
Pitchers you got here are John Lackey and Drew, I can't say that name, Pomeranz.
Yeah, Pomeranz. You're right. You said it right. Yeah. So one of the things I get a lot of crap from is is from Matt. So Matt always teases me. But Drew Pomeranz is my boy. That guy, he's like, he just strike out, but he's always stuck with no wins because San Diego Padres stuck. But when he gets a win, he does very well. So I like Drew Pomeranz in this one. A lot of people probably won't play him. He'll be very low owned, but those Chicago Cubs, they can strike out. So it's just a lower owned kind of contrarian play, you know, if you want to go different. I wouldn't suggest putting him in your cash game at all, but I like Drew Pomeranz. I don't mind him. It's at Chicago, so you have to look at the weather. Chicago probably is one of the most critical parts that you have to look at the weather, because if the wind's blowing out and those home runs are going to be flying and the weather is hot, you know you're going to be screwed because those home runs are going to be flying. So, and Chicago Cubs, they're the best team in the league. They can hit home runs in a bunch of.
All right. So those are the pitchers. What about these hitters that were, any of the hitters that we're looking at?
Okay, so there's the Atlanta Braves, there's the Phillies, and then there's the San Diego Padres. So just start taking notes, people. Those are the worst batting hitting teams right now. So I like Chicago Cubs. I do like Lackey. I forgot to mention him. I like Lackey. He's at a good price, $9,200 for what he can do. Let's see. I want to see something because this game did get played today, so that's good. So basically for this game, I'm definitely stacking this game. My top stacks are going to be Boston, Chicago Cubs, and Miami Marlins. So I'm going to go ahead and stack this game too. Like I say, when I say stack, people got to realize this. I play a lot of GPP. I am a GPP player, so I rotate my stacks around. I look at the lineup. So if you listen to this podcast, I'm a straight GPP player. I do know I can play cash game. I like to play cash game when I need to build my bankroll, but when I do, but of course, so let's go ahead and look at, I want to see who they had out today because, okay, never mind.
Ready to move on to the next game, or you want to stay in this game?
No, I want to stay on this game because I was just looking at, I'm looking at the lineup for today. Okay, I see it. Just making sure, because Jason Hayward has been struggling lately, and he's kind of been stepping it up, and sometimes they'll take him out of the lineup and put Tommy La Stella to bat second. So Tommy La Stella could be a very good value play. But Jorge Soler, he's 2,000, and if he's in the lineup, in the top of the lineup, he's a great value play. But the Cubs, if you're going to want to roster Dexter Fowler, Chris Bryant, Anthony Rizzo, and Ben Zobrist, probably as your top players. And like I said, at shortstop, I look for guys that can hit home run and are a really low price. And Javier Baez, he's one of those guys. He's probably one of my favorite value plays that I play all the time at shortstop.
Okay. All right. Going on to the next game here. Let's see. Let's go with the St. Louis Cardinals and the Los Angeles Angels. Anything in this game we're looking at?
Let's see. The old over and under still hasn't came out for this game, but let's look at the pitchers real quick. Jamie Garcia and Matt Shoemaker. I hate Matt Shoemaker. I think he sucks. He's horrible. He should. I really don't think he belongs in MLB. I don't. You know, he's not a bad pitcher. He's just not a starting pitcher. He's more like a long relief pitcher. I love Jamie Garcia because he has an excellent ground ball rate, but he also gets strikeouts when he can. He gets them in a bunch. St. Louis Cardinals can always provide run too. The St. Louis Cardinals are the San Antonio Spurs of the MLB. That's what people need to realize. They are. They develop any player. Oh, you're a Triple H player? Well, you know what? Come on up. I'm going to make you an all-star.
Nice.
I don't know how they do it, but they just do it, just like the San Antonio. But I like Jamie Garcia. He's going to be one of my pitchers for sure. Let's go ahead and look. Yeah, I'm not looking at Matt Shoemaker, so let's look at the hitter. I'm not going to play any of the Los Angeles Angels bats. I don't. Mike Trout's always in play. And that's the thing, like, players like Mike Trout, Bryce Harper, Giancarlo Stanton, the top players, you have to look at the over and under. You have to look to see if they're going to pay off their price, because if they don't, you're paying up about, I would say, 15% of your salary just for those players, you know?
Right, right.
So,
I'm looking at Matt Shoemaker, just, you know, just as a side note here, looking at his game log, how is he priced so high? I mean, he's got, in his last 10 games, he's got 3 negatives. I don't understand why he's still $7,200. Like, why is he so expensive? I don't get it.
Well, you know, there's those guys that are, like, new, and they don't know who he is. But they're like, oh, I'm going to play him anyway. No, I'm kidding. I don't know why. Seriously, honestly, like I told you, he doesn't belong to be a pitcher. He had 2 good games. One of them was against Oakland, which Oakland is not that great against left-handed pitchers. And I believe he's a left-handed pitcher, if I'm correct. I don't know. But either way, Shoemaker sucks to me. I'm never going to play him. Never. You can't convince me to play him. You know, I wouldn't play him against Atlanta, Philly, or San Diego Padres, if that says anything. But yeah, so basically, Mike Trout's a good play. You can play Albert Pujols. He's not a bad player in this game. He had the thing with Albert Pujols, if he gets on base, the only way he's going to get on base is by hitting a home run. He, right now, at his age and his time, this guy is just hitting home runs. That's what he needs to do. That's what he's getting paid to do. He's not what player he used to be. I used to love Albert Pujols. He was one of my favorite players, but now he's old.
He's like Tim Duncan of the Spurs.
Yeah, basically.
Getting up there. All right. I got one more game to look at, so let's go ahead and get into the New York Mets and the Los Angeles Dodgers.
Okay.
We got the top price.
The last game of the night.
This game. Yeah, we got the highest priced pitcher on the slates in this game.
So let's look at something real quick. I'm just going to give me 1 second pulling this up.
All right.
One of the best features I have on my spreadsheet is it tells me what team is good against what kind of pitchers. So I'm just double checking this because I kind of have like a brain fart, but whatever.
All right. While we have some space here, I'll just remind the listeners, check out the spreadsheet at goingfor2.com/MLB sheet. It's all the information that Gerson is giving out is in that sheet. And this one's like your NBA one, right? It's live updating. So like 2 hours, an hour before, you know, the first game, you'll
It's live updated, but, one of the things about baseball, you can't really give as much notes as you can for basketball, because baseball is just it's very, analytics. It's just driven just by stats. So whatever I put out there, it's basically almost everything I can give you, you know?
Right, right.
Okay, let me go ahead. Okay, so yeah, I definitely like Noah Syndergaard tomorrow. Noah Syndergaard probably going to be my top play as a pitcher. A lot of things people don't know about Noah Syndergaard. This guy, well, they do know about it, but he's been struggling the last two games. He had a bad game against the San Diego Padres. Yes, he screwed everybody over. So I expect a lot of people to be like, oh, I got screwed over, you know. But he's the top play. He had the team he's facing, I mean, they're a good hitting team, but they're not going to stop Noah Syndergaard. Vegas has him to only allow 3 earned runs. And as well, the team's going to, the Mets are supposed to score 4. So I like Noah Syndergaard, 27% K rate. He has an FIP of 2.91. So to me, Syndergaard is my top play. Maeda for the Los Angeles Dodgers, I don't like him personally, but that's just me. Because like I said, I can only name so many pitchers I'm going to play. But he's not a bad player. He could do decent, but I'd rather play Syndergaard at the same time. But he's 8,900. That's one reason why I don't like Maeda. So his price is 8,900. And like I said, Jared Ekoff is 6,900, and he can have just as good a game as Maeda.
So is Syndergaard your cash game pitcher? If you were to do cash games, is he going to be the one in your cash game lineups?
Oh, yeah. Syndergaard would be my cash game pitcher for sure.
Okay. All right, what about the hitters in this game? Any of the hitters that we like?
Let's look at something real quick. I like the New York Mets, to be honest. They should do good in this game. Maeda, he's a good pitcher. Don't get me wrong. Maeda's a good pitcher. But he hasn't exactly had his rodeo around the whole MLB. So now that he had at least 5 starts, I believe, he has almost 6 starts, people can study him. They can watch him, you know. And Michael Conforto, Lucas Duda, and Neil Walker, and let's see. They have a lot of left-handed hitters. So, and what's his name? Neil Walker is a switch hitter. So they couldn't get to him. And if they play Alejandro Bejarza, they usually sometimes bat him on the top of the order. He can get to him too. So I'm looking at the Woba and it's excellent. So you're probably going to want to stack New York Mets if you stack one of these. But I'm already pretty comfortable with the other stacks I mentioned because they're a higher over and under and a better stack, to be honest. But you can play some of the guys on the New York Mets, but I wouldn't target them heavily.
Okay. All right. All right. And that pretty much wraps up all the slates here. We'll just mention once again, the spreadsheet is goingfor2.com/spreadsheet. For those of y'all that haven't listened to the podcast in a while, full disclosure, I don't know baseball that well. So excuse me that I'm not giving any of my insights like I normally do. I'm still learning the game. Listening to Gerson and Matt and a few other guys, just trying to get all these top plays sort of ironed out so I can hopefully get some kind of strategy by midseason that I can actually start playing some cash lineups and hopefully win some money before the NFL season kicks off. But hey, Gerson, I appreciate you coming on the podcast, man. I really, you know, we haven't done this in a while, so I'm glad to be back on the podcast. Hopefully we can make this a regular thing going forward.
Hey, thanks for having me. Of course, it's always a pleasure. Hey, good talking to you again, man. I know we talk, throughout the time, but, podcast is just different, you know, man. It's good hearing your voice, seeing that you're alive and doing well.
All right, man. Hey, you have a good night, and good luck with your lineups.
You too. You have a good night. Bye.